It was the Central Coast region's largest immigration sweep in a decade. Nearly half the 107 people rounded up were deported a day later, having never received legal counsel. Many of the rest have since been sent away, while about 15 others still await immigration hearings. The majority of those caught up in the raids were Mexican men and a few women, but others are from El Salvador, Guatemala, and India. They were picked up at home and in their workplaces. Sylvester Ryan is bishop of the Catholic Diocese of Monterey.
The presence, you know, of 11 million undocumented people in our country calls for a revision of our immigration laws in such a way that the people who have come here and lived here and contributed to our economies and become good citizens, even without documentation, will have a way of earning their citizenship.
Immigration and Customs Enforcement, or ICE, have arrested more than 24,000 people over the last fiscal year. Last week's sweep was part of a nationwide enforcement operation to deport wanted criminals. But of the 107 people picked up last week, only 20 had outstanding criminal arrest warrants. Attorney Doug Keegan directs the Santa Cruz County Immigration Project.
They didn't limit their search and seizure of people to just the names on the list. They started questioning everyone in the home.
Keegan and others have speculated the Central Coast raids were done in retaliation for the large turnout on May Day and at other pro-immigrant rallies.
It's almost as if immigration is trying to make a statement that immigrants who demonstrate for better immigration laws, for immigration reform, that we're going to raid your communities and take people away.
No local law enforcement were involved in last week's pre-dawn immigration raids, which Bishop Ryan says will be a setback for community policing programs.
To have an outside, even though it's of course a federal agency, come in and insinuate themselves into that particular trust between police and people loses a great deal that's possible for us to have.
Family members with loved ones swept up last week declined to speak with FSRN, citing fear of reprisals.
Put yourselves in the shoes of the 13 and 20-year-old kids that woke up on Friday to their parents being deported, you know, and their parents are somewhere in TJ or somewhere in the border towns of Mexico trying to get back.
Ramiro Medrano of the Watsonville Brown Berets says the people deported have families and jobs in the U.S.
Obviously, they're going to try to get back illegally and maybe can lose their lives because of that, you know?
Border crossing deaths have doubled since 1995. 472 people died on the U.S.-Mexico border in 2005, according to a Government Accountability Office report released last month. Death, the separation of families, and the sheer economic impacts on these families is devastating, says attorney Doug Keegan.
Many of the family members have asked me, how will we survive? How can we keep paying our rent, mortgage payments? How can we buy food?
Keegan advises clients to remain silent and not open their doors to immigration officials unless they show a warrant.
Once you open your door to the officers, they are given great latitude in questioning people. But if you don't open your door, they don't get that opportunity.
Calls to Lori Haley, an ICE spokesperson, were not returned by deadline. But in published reports, Haley warns more raids are forthcoming. Meanwhile, locals will rally in Santa Cruz on Friday to demand federal immigration officials stay out of this community. Vinny Lombardo, Free Speech Radio News, Santa Cruz.